First, Isa says that Mumi Efshia, the Daska Hicha Dini Chayol and Chayi Vahir, the Ashi Yisraeli, she told look sad the Chiyatime, Aval Hicha Dini So Chayi Vishim the Chemuna of the Kufsidon. When do we say that until it takes his ration, so one is not Chayi for killing the Nubea, is the mother is alive? So then the Muda does not have its life of its own. Bound up with the life of the mother, but if the mother is dead, then the only life that there is the life of the Uber. So Mele, if somebody kills the Uber, he's chayev. But Tesis is not sure about it. Tesis says it's not. Tesis says it's mere hefshi. In other words, there is an alternative in Tesis that even if the mother is made so, but and there is no life other than that of the Uber, so he's not in Nefesh Gomu. To the extent that one who kills him should be mechuyev nisus. Sateyev then says, "Vim teima, im timtala ima, vim mutala herge bibete nasinu meise ime." Now Sateyev does not have to show him mim mutala herge, that mamish muta. Sateyev means, that's what I mentioned yesterday, Sateyev means mutala herge. And there is the Asogis Rambana here. Oh, so what's the use of it? Well, are you able to get it? I mean the library does not have what? Oh, I should bring it up. Now, so Taisa says, Yintim Kaleima, the Mutala Hirgin Vetna, who makes him, Taisa does not. So Taisa says, Yintim Kaleima, the Mutala Hirgin Vetna, who makes him, Taisa says, that is Muta. Even if there is no Isa Rishiche, but certainly the other is so. But Tesis means Muta Mitzad Rishiche. So of course there will be not 2 minutes. If it's Muta Mitzad Rishiche, but it's also ordinarily on the score of other Yisurim. So and under many circumstances where other Yisurim can be Nitzche, so in Mele there won't be any. So Muta Lehe, in the Yisurim of the Muta Lehe, the Vetem, that it's Muta Mitzad Rishiche, as you may say, the Lehal Timuna Vikus. So that means that there is no Isa Rishiche at all. That the Nuga is not in Eve. And even the case where the mother died. Now, it's mashma from this statement that Tesis holds that the Nuga does not have a vision of Nefesh. Because Tesis only says, Intim Salema, the Mutal Herge, the Vetan, Asilo Mishine. So the implication being that where it's not Mishine, then it's then it's Mutal Mishine. So take the shita here and need that mentality that a nuber is not an Efesh. A nuber is not an Efesh. In other words, it's like the shita's Rambam. The shita's Rambam. So, what is it? I'm sorry, it's like shita's Rashi, I'm sorry. Like shita's Rashi, not like shita's Rambam. Like shita's Rashi. So, that if nuber is not an Efesh at all. So, but, he says, it's something in case he's not making it. And another thing is clear from this statement. Some Rishonim say that when is a nuber not an Efesh? Only the mother is not Yoshua Lamishbo. But if it's Yoshua Lamishbo, that's the Russian that the Rambam cites. If it's Yoshua Lamishbo, so then it is an Efesh. It is an Efesh. And the Rai is, because the Gemara says that the Isha Shemes, and I mean, that the Rai is the Isha Shem Yoshua Lamishbo, who may so, may be Osaki, the Rishus Arabi. And these Rishonim do not make a distinction between Meiso and not Meiso. So they make a distinction between Yoshua Lamishbo and not Yoshua Lamishbo. But from Tesis it appears that Yoshua Lamishbo does not make any difference. But if it's something in Tesis, maybe Meiso makes a difference. Oh, Tesis says, "Inkin Solomon Mutalev, Betta from Meiso, Ram and Achmuna Bishisre, Amai Nechal Moz HaShabbos, Shem Evin, Sak in Derech, Yishu Sarabim, Lichayo, Ehi, Inkin Muchav, Shem Evin, Rechon, Yish Leima, Adem, Kol Mokei, Mishum Pikuach Nefesh, Michalin, Olovet HaShabbos. Mishum Pikuach Nefesh, Michalin, Olovet HaShabbos. Aval Gav Di Muta Lehergi. Of course, it means Muta Lehergi, Mitab Rishich. Okay, then Tezis mentions the Rai. So, Gei says, Di Di Odom. Iku Asorot Mi Odom, Vasor Makhle. So, Yahir Di Potter. So, only Rabbi Yudim Tzera holds the Achim Chai. But we pass from like that one on, that even the Achim is Potter. Why? Because the tenth one, too, he was Mikarev Mishotei, but suppose he did not participate, so then the same person would have died, but maybe 5 minutes later. So that's called the Geisit Bidiyot. Geisit Bidiyot. So I hear the pot there, and still Michal and Tashadah. And still Michal and Michal is a Shach.
So Tesis
makes a distinction between the Isar Yisiche, in other words, Muta means there is no Isar Yisiche, and the Bachne. So that is indicative of the Rambam from this. Because we see that Tesis is a new
variety,
because that's a region of Nefesh at all. But we have it, Yach Nefesh, and it's never Yisiche. So, in other words, because by Tupach Nefesh, it doesn't matter that he's not a Nefesh. He is through the Chilul Shabbat. So we can revive the Nefesh. So there is also a din of Tupach Nefesh. That's on the basis of how the Tupach comes out.
That's not
on the basis of the highway. And what everybody raises the question, what raya is it from Jason with the Order Mayer Gipotter? Jason with the Order Mayer Gipotter, so it's only to of Mises. But everybody will agree that by Jason with the Order Mayer Gipotter, it's only a two of Mises. Masha'in came Gabi Uga, so Tata Shiti is Muta Leher Gimitat Ritzich. So it's obviously Mitzat Roller, Mitzat Adar Yisurim, but Mitzat Ritzich is Muta. So what connection is there between Jason with the Order, where there is certainly a Mitzat Ritzich, but it's only a two of Mises, and Uber world is not even there. So the answer is this. Because Tesis is based upon the Lomdes of the Ramban, even though Tesis does not agree completely with the Ramban, but he agrees with the Lomdes that insofar as the Chayvahem Veloishiyom Uzzam is concerned, so will not be in it, Pikwachnet. But if he is not in Ezesh, then there is no Deen of the Chayv. There is no Deen of the Chayv. But then there is another Alokhe of Chalol Tzabatachosi, Shishmeya, Shabbos is halvei. So even if he's not a nefesh, as long as through the Chilul Shabbos we can make him live, so then there is a loche that Pesach Nefesh is there. So Tesis mentions the raya of Jason with the other. Now, the Mishneh says in Yume that he's Mechayisho, in other words, he's the Sinophil of Adal, and this we know that he's not going to live. But it's only possible through Chilul Shabbos to prolong his life for a few minutes. So also Michal is a Shabbos. So the Miri, the Chidusha Miri and Yume, is the Kashe. Bishreime, according to Mandolma, according to the Losh of Chayben Rishi Yom Uzbem, so Yume Sven. Chayben Rishi Yom Uzbem implies that even Chayisho, but according to the Losh, that the reason why this message is here is because Chal of Shabbos Tachat Yishmei Shabbos Tachat, but he's not going to live till the next Shabbos. He's only going to live for a few minutes. He wants to buy for
that also, Shabbos.
Oh. So this is the catch of the Miri. So the Miri says, Shabbos is Tarbi doesn't mean that is Shabbos. Shabbos is Tarbi means Mitzvah. Mitzvah. Mitzvah at all. Of course, Shabbos is a Mine. That's a basic Mitzvah at all. But it doesn't mean that Shabbos is Tarbi. And Chayisho, in other words, because with 1 minute, in the 1 minute of life that we might give him through the Chilul Shabbos, so he'll be able to do tshuva. So he'll be zeche in all the mitzvahs. In other words, so that also comes, that's the Miri says. It's not just a Jewish word. I mean, the Miri says it's al pi'aloch. So the Miri, that also comes within the concept of how Shabbat Tachat is Mishnah Shabbat Tachat. So the Miri takes it, agrees with the Miri, but he differs from the Miri in a certain way. Whereas the Miri holds that in so far as Chayvah with Yom Islam is concerned, so certainly Chayisho should be there from the point of view of the Chayvah. And the only kasha of the Miri was how can it be there from the point of view of Chalav Shabbatach Yishmei Shabbat Shabbat. That's the difficulty the Miri has. And the Miri says that even from the point of view of Chalav Shabbatach Yishmei Shabbat Shabbat, it is still there. So Tesis holds that from the point, Adara, the leader, he says, from the point of view of the Chayvah and the Loishe Yomuz Bahem, if it's only a matter of Chayisho, a few minutes, so it doesn't work. It's a Chidash of course. I wouldn't say it all this long. So, from the point of view of the Chayvah and the Yomuz Bahem, the Chayvah, if he can live, but if he can live for another few minutes, it doesn't come within the Aloha of the Chayvah. But, from the point of view of Chalilah Shabbatah, Shabbat Tarbi, as Emir explains it, he doesn't have to be Shabbos, it's Mamish. In other words, if he can do Tshuva, the Jewet, and get the schutz of all the mitzvahs. So then, it is the So this is Tesis Chai. One second, excuse me. Just one second. This is Tesis Chai. This is Afogav Zimutal Eherge. The Kolmokim Shimzach Nevis Mechalon Tachabes Afogav Zimutal Eherge. In other words, what this mitzvah really means is not necessary, no Yisrael Shichet. But we can, because of how of Shabbat Tachas. The thesis mentions the Raya, the thesis with the Odom, I heard you for that. So everybody raises the question, thesis with the Odom is certainly a nefesh. And but it's only a two of the Mises Vezin. But here there is no Shichet at all, nothing a nefesh. The answer is thesis told by thesis with the Odom, now he quite saw not Masorah Masas. Masorah Masas. So why do the Rabbonim of Chavidim Sira say that even the Achim is for there? Because he would die anyway, he would die 2 minutes later. He would die 2 minutes later, even without the Hakoyer of the last one. So, from the point of view of the high brain, he couldn't be there. He's going to die anyway. So, but the reason is why it is there is because of how of Shabbat Sachat, because Shabbat Sarvei, and it's a mere effect, because he can be chuvet in the 2 minutes. So that's the kind of basis of my report. So there it is. Why? Because of how Shabbat Sachat is Shishma Shabbat Sarvei. So in Mele, Ayuba, even though he's not a nefesh, there is no Yisair, it's Yiche, but it's not how Shabbat Sachat is Shabbat Sarvei, we still can be the Yiche. That's the thing. Now, so we have, so far, in regard to Uber, we have three shittas. The shittas Rambam, that any Uber that both men Yelim is an Efesh and there is a Rishirta, and the only reason is why, by Ubram Kasher Lelitz, who are allowed to kill the Uber is because of Reidik. Then the shittas Rashi, that an Uber is not an Efesh at all, is not an Efesh at all, not even an Efesh Kodil, there is no Yisar Tziche. And then the shittas Rambam, that he is an Efesh Kodil, so the Yisar Tziche there is. But in as much as it's not in the Fish Gomu, so mainly we cannot say my Chosi, so he becomes Mitre, so in the Fish Gomu becomes Mitre an account of the Fish Gomu. But it seems that there is a 30. Now that is a 40. That is in the Shibu, that is an era. Now, they are the more in era by Isha Yosho, Yosho Horek, Mamsim, what is really? Now, at the fourth sita I could mention this, the Shimon Kovetz is really 50. Because the fourth sita I could mention, well, the Ramai is like Rashi, we have to say. The Ramai only says, it's not a shita, it's got to be something else. But the Ramai holds like Rashi, that a new guy himself, he didn't say that Rashi is not a nefesh at all. He is not even a nefesh kodu, and the Neach isn't even a queer meat. Even though by the Neach we're not interested in nefesh gomu. We are only interested in the Yisrael Tzichai, how the Hoshim Zomitov. So he agrees with Vashi. And when is the Meneach Mechuyer Yisrael, only if it's a Tzichai, it's Israel. So Israel is potter even by Yisrael Tzichai. He must be Yolid Gomo. No, but the fourth Shite would be the Shite Tzichai in the Ramban mentions that until she's Yoshua Lamizbo, so then he's not in that thing. But when she's Yoshua Lamizbo, she's already in labor, so then he has a din of nefesh, that's a 40. But he said, in Shidu Kubetes there is a 50. Now, Shidu Kubetes says, and this Gemara, here it says, Yoshua Lamizbo, so Mamkin Lashe Teilei. So we see that it's a nefesh by Yoshua Lamizbo, because he must be seen all this, so my soul says, and see, on Eire, Isham Kasha Leilei, and Chachin Nuga Shemero, and Sinei Seivarei, and Chayero, Kitin Lechayim. Yosha Reishay, in any way, Alme calls Mashalayti Reishay, Mutal Herge. Of course, Mutal Herge here means Mutal Herge because of Kach Nevesh here, because he deals with that specific case. Vyesh Leima, the Leilom Mutal Herge, the Hodimam Tinolo, and the reason as to why, by Yoshua Lamishbo to Imam Tin, who Mishumamayadibah, Uchadamrina Mishmaiti. That people don't know Yoshua Lamizbo have a salted eye of the mountain in Mishum to bring in the Baru. He loves Mishum, Mizeratakos, who makes you come Shneyev. Ulikach, that Yoshua Lamizbo, Mamtin in Shemin in the Baru. In other words, so he says, textually, a Mizbar is not an Ezesh even by Yoshua Lamizbo. But the reason is to why by Yoshua Lamizbo, Mamtin, because without his Atakos, who comes Shneyev. So then I would say that even without his Atakos, who comes Shneyev, I would say that even if not Yoshua Lamizbo, we should be Mamtinin. Why should we be Mamtinin? Because of Momeni Debar. But the Kosovo comes to me and implies that we are not worried about Momeni Debar. That's not going to come to him as is limited only to an Uber that is not your sole amigo. But if the Uber is already at such a stage that his mother is already in labor, so then the Zakosu of Kam's name doesn't apply. The Zakosu of Kam's name doesn't apply. So we say Mishima Mina the Bao internet. So why do we have to, why does this have to wait? Because of Mina the Bao. But not Misad, not Misad Nes. Not Misad
Nes.
That's right. Yeah, that's it. Kosh. So then he has the Kashi. Kim the Mutal Roge, Amai Michal Lolas Hashad. Kis Amrinom Dishmai. Oma Rova Loin Yitzchach. Loin Yitzchach. And Baish of Yodro Alamizbo. So the question is, if it's not a Nefesh, it's Mutal Roge in Sabri Tirche, so why is it Kach Nefesh Eichen Nam? So then the Shikim Kovetet is a different area that is not mentioned by any one reason. Kilkach Nire, Michoshif Kisofit Pituach Nefesh. וכסופי שכרח נפש ואפילו רוחת נם במתניסים להורס דימותה להורס משום דידך היא נפש מפני נפש ויוסף ויוסף ודאי ודידך סופי that was he says that a new bear that a new bear can enter so he says that a new bear has a din of sofi knefesh sofi knefesh So the melee, Gabi Shabbos. So Gabi Shabbos. So Sofik Pukach Nefesh is there. So the melee, we are Mechal the Shabbos, count the Zuma. But Gabo Yisham Kasha Leile. So there, the mother is the Vada. Vada is Pukach Nefesh. He is only a Sofik Pukach Nefesh. So the Vada is there. The Sofik.
A little like the Ramban.
Yeah, but, yeah, a little like the Ramban. But it's different. The Ramban doesn't emphasize the fact that it's Sofik. The Ramban should be easy. So that is Nefesh Kodu, who is Nitzch and Nefesh Domo. But he says...
He doesn't make the category of
glory. He classifies Uber as a Sofik. Now, what kind of Sofik is it? It's not Sofik. Either he has a Nefesh or he does not have a Nefesh. Now, it seems that the Shikobet is discussing a certain concept that is mentioned by the Ritzvoy in Yume. There is a certain Gemara in Yume that men die in the movie. There is a loche of kinet and shirai by me. Now, in other words, what is within the fistful? So that within the fistful of the kinet, so that the kinet. What is outside of the fistful? The shirai. So the gemore shabaye that men die in the movie in human. בין הביניים אומר רבי יחנה בואי רבי יהושע בן עוזאי בין הביניים שלם אלי כן תימן של כן תימן so here is Rabaye the בין הביניים שבין כן תימן what kind of a din does it have? Does it have a din of שיריים or does it have a din of כן? Okay so the ברוי אלוי תיבוי אלוך the ועד השיריים in other words the best what comes for two outside that's certainly a din of שיריים the gavoya loyti boyloch, the father kenet. What is inside? Is certainly a din of kenet. The question is, what is din abinai between the fingers? Does it have between the fingers? Yeah. Does it have a din of shiraim or does it have a din of kenet? Rabbi. So then the Gemara uses a very remarkable logic. Omer Rabbi Yechon. So that's what a pasta Yishu ben Ezor. In other words, Yishu ben Ezor hatzila had Yishu ben Ezor hatzila had a child, and then he was stated. Bin Abinai Sofit Mino. He was patient. What's the Bai? What a Pashte? The Denai is Sofit. So all the Rishonim raised a question. What kind of Ivra is this? And he had Navai. Whether it's Kemet or it's Rai. So of course it was a Sofit thing. So then it was resolved. The problem was resolved. By saying, how does it be Sofit? Well, it was a Sofit in the very outset. So what the Shabbat? So the ritual. Oh, so the ritual in Yume. That when Zion says the chat is as follows. There are two kinds of slaykes. There is a slaykes, there is a sophic of chisong yidik. So sophic of chisong yidik itself can be of two kinds. Sometimes there is a sophic of chisong yidik, let's say a sophic in mitzir, let's say tumtum. We don't know whether it's a zohar on the cable. Tumtum can be cracked, an operation can be performed, and then you can see whether it's a zohar on the cable. Okay. So that is a sophic chisong yidik. And it can be even a sophic in din machmas chisong yidik. That's it, machmas chisong yidik. Machmas chisong yidik. So, well, who asked those would be something you see it, in other words.
Something
you
see it,
yes. There is no people. There's something you see it. But let's say, you know, the machlokes of the shemi, it's a certain deal. So, also a subject of the song here. But then he says, there is a subject like Bina Shmoshet, and the reason says. The pshat is Bina Shmoshet, and that really perplexes many a person. I mean, how does the Chachom say Bina Shmoshet is something? I mean, the question of Isaac, Bina Shmoshet is not a shaila, I mean, that alone once in 1,000 years. It's something like, I mean, Bina Shmoshet is Nigeye every Shabbat. So what is it? I mean, the Chazal didn't know. I mean, the Chazal didn't know what the halacha. So the Ritva really was bothered by this guy. So how can Chazal have something that is negayah every Shabbat? I don't have Shabbat every day. Yeah, in respect to certain halachas, to Mila and so on. So it's negayah every day. So how could it be that Chazal had it? So he says it's not that the Chazal had it. But that was the Kabbalah. Because what is Binash Moshe? In other words, the sun is already set. The sun is already set. And there is still a reflection of the rays of the sun on the light. So there is daylight. On account of the immediately after sunset there is a great deal of daylight. Then it becomes darker and darker. But throughout the Binash Moshe there is a certain degree of daylight. Now, so it has both aspects. Now, the Torah says, "Vayera vayivecha yimecho." In other words, what does Erev mean? Erev means that the sun is set. So, what may determine Lilo? What determines Lilo? Yeah. The fact that the chikin, that the sun is set. But the Torah also says, "Vayikol lechim loyer yeim v'lachir shachkor loyla." So, in other words, so the, what determines Lilo? Dark. So, Memele, when the sun is set, but there is still daylight. So, it says both. It partakes of both aspects. Partakes of the aspect of day because there is still daylight. It's not cheshach yet. And at the same time the sun is already set. So when something partakes of two antithetical aspects, so what should we say? It's yay. It's not completely yay. It's already lilo. It partakes of the characteristics of lilo. What should we say? It's lilo. But it still has daylight. So it partakes, so it's both. So what do you mean both? If it's both, so it means it's neither completely one nor the other. In other words, it's not completely day, not completely the other. Then it acquires the Ritva. The Ritva says that. And Andreyev also the same thing. By Tumtum, it's a plain Sophic Machmas, it's only here. But Andreyev, that's the Pshat in the Gemara. Andreyev is very with the Asme. So why did he say that in these values in the Asme? So you mean Sophic, so let me say Sophic. So the answer is no, that's the Pshat. In the Mishnah of the Price in the Guru. Andreyev valued in the Asme. It's not a Sophic song. It's not that a Chachomim had a Sophic. We didn't know what it in at all. Ilio couldn't be Mizvarele. If Ilio were to come, and if he were to ask, what's the deen of Binash Moshe, he would say that it is Sophic. If Ilio were asked, what's the deen of Andreyev, so he would say it is been Sophic. Why? Because what is Andreyev? Andreyev has been Vori Zachus, he has been Vori Nachus. So maybe insofar as he has been Vori Zachus, he is Zohar. Insofar as he has been Vori Nachus, so he is Mikhail. He is Mikhail. So, but how can it be one exclude the other? I mean, one is just the antithesis of the other. So Zachus negates Nachus, and Nachus negates Zachus. So the halacha is, if something partakes of two antithetical aspects, so it's neither completely one nor is it completely the other. So it requires the being something. That's the pshat. And Regan is very with me. Asmo, vilo yichio bechachon. So that's the cloud. We have others too. We have something like that, according to some Rishonim, in the case of Mikaris Yisho Machtov Lachalamed. And then somebody came and it was Mikaris Machtov Lachachov Kishragi de Livne. So there, the Sam Rishonim would say that there it's also, so it's a dish, it's a spin of Sophic Kishishish. So it's also the same thing. In other words, where the Chalit Akdushin has already started, but it has not been Gameir yet. So in other words, she is an HSC and she's not an HSC. So it says a din song. So this is what, that's what the Mishnah means when it says, Rabbi Yisei Meir, Andreyim is Berius Neat Meir, Lechiyu Bechachomim. Berius Neat Meir, it's not a Sophic Machat song in the end. But he is both. If he is both, then Meir, he has a din song. It's not completely one or completely the other. So the Ritva says, that's the Pshat. At first, the Gemara asked the Shaila, what kind of a din does have Minayin have? What is between the fingers? But I don't know what it is. So at first, Gemara thought maybe it has been completely like Shirayim, maybe it has been completely like him. But the Bayona Pashte, it's not, there is no suffix at its own in the end. It's suffix indeed, because it partakes of both aspects. Insofar as it is not within the fistful, so it's Shirayim. Insofar as it does not protrude, so it's Kemet. But Kemet and Shirayim, I mean, one contradicts the other. Some and Melech acquired it in suffix. This is how the ritual explained it. Now, so this is what the Shimon Kobetz means. The Shimon Kobetz told, respect the Uber. So now, there is no doubt that the new bear has life. But the life of the new bear is bound up with the life of the man. So Mele, insofar as the new bear has life, so Mele should be considered a nefesh. But then, he cannot be considered a nefesh. Why? Because its existence is bound up with the life of the other. And even without that, you see, the Shimbrex could say, because inasmuch as even the Ramban, how does the Ramban call it? Nefesh Kolderu. It's not a Nefesh Gomu. So maybe what does Nefesh Kolderu mean? It is a Nefesh Din, the Nefesh. So maybe it's not complete. So it acquires a Din Sophie. Just like Pinash Moshe, just like Andreganes, just like Din Abinayim, because it's a Nefesh Kolderu. It is a Nefesh and it isn't a Nefesh. So maybe it's Din Sophie. Yes.
So what is the difference between the Shita of the Shita Mr. Betz and the Ramban now?
One second. Now, so he says that Greylom, so he says, Hilchach Mira, the Choshit Kitzovit Bitlachnet, Kitzovit Lech, Pasum Hochet Nam Mas Nisidol, as a Mutalei Agei, Nishum, Yideich in Sofik Nezek, Nezesh Vadai, Umatil in Esime B'Misosei, Umatil in Esime B'Misosei. Now, so it is similar to the Ramban, but whereas according to the Ramban, so the Mele, by the Klach Nefesh, if it has been suffered, so it can be there. But Gabi, Isham Kashalele, so the mother is the Vadai Nefesh, and this is the Sofik Nefesh, so the Sofik is Nitres, with Nevada. So the Lomdes is similar to the Ramban, but according to the Ramban, it is based upon the Aloche of the Chayvah. Because according to the Ramban, so, in other words, a new bear is a nefesh. It's a nefesh kolderu. So, Memele, there is a misarikicha. If there is a misarikicha, so then we should say, Yoi lo yave. I mean, so we should apply the Torah of Mechot. But the Ramban says no. True, there is a Yisra of Mishirtach, but we cannot apply the Torah of Mechot. Why? Because they're not shkulei. They're not shkulei. Now, if they're not shkulei, so then Mishirtach is like any other Yisra. Mishirtach is like any... is like any other Yisra. Right. So the Yisra of the Sirtach is Nitre. The only reason why the Sirtach is not Nitre is because we had my Chodit. But when can we say my Chodit is both in Foshit Ashkolay? But here both in Foshit Ashkolay. One is in Nefesh Gomu and the other is in Nefesh Kodu. So Mele, we cannot apply this one of my Chodit. We cannot apply this one of my Chodit. So the Tichet is like Chil Shabbos, like any other Yisra. So the Chayden can be Tichet. So according to Ramban, it's on the basis of the halacha of the chayde, of the chayde. However, according to Shimon Kobetz, we do not have to resort to the chayde. Now, we'll soon see in Akimine, in connection with the Neach, the two machines in cases, as to whether this halacha, the actual Hitzis Reshe, so Mechatken is Uber, whether that applies to the Neach also. So one Russian case in Sanhedrin is that by the Neach, so he's not allowed, one is not allowed to kill the Uber, even if it's Hitzis Reshe, because of the Neach, Chayval Uber. So maybe there is no difference between Hitzis Reshe and Hitzis Reshe. And another shit is that the Neach is the same halacha, that actually Hitzis Reshe is that the Neach is allowed to kill the Uber in order to free the matter. So then there will be an afternoon when we discuss the abortion with the Neach. So in other words, according to the Ramban, it's based upon the halacha of the Chayval. But according to Shulim Kuvetes, it's not based upon the halacha of the Chayven. Even where the halacha of the Chayven doesn't apply, but it's a halacha that he has a din sofik. So mainly he has a din sofik. So mainly even without the din of the Chayven, because there is a halacha I mentioned yesterday, that there is a din of sofik in Foshis Lohokul, even where the din of the Chayven doesn't apply. For example, the Gabi sofik in Shishish. So the Chayven doesn't apply to sofik in Shishish. But if it's sofik in Shishish, so the Shach mentions the Chayle. The Shach mentions this, a reason as to why it should be the Chumre, because Sofik, maybe because Sofik is Hashem. But insofar, so he has the Sofik in that. But insofar as the Isar Yitzchak is concerned, so we certainly say that the Sofik is Moshe Tivoho. That's not on the basis of the Chai Ben. So Memele, according to Shimon Kubetzek, that he only has a Din Sofik, so Memele, even by the Neach, so he would be allowed to kill the Uber. Why? Because if it's only Sofik, so it's Sofik Nifoshet, Sofik Nifoshet law, according to the Rambam, it's not on the basis that the Bada is Eichel Sofik, but because in Nefesh Gomor is Deiche, Nefesh Gomor is Deiche, Nefesh Gomor, Nefesh Gomor. Now, so we have five sheetes regarding Uber, insofar as Eichel Sofik is concerned. One sheet is the sheet of Rambam, that there is always an Eichel Sofik as long as he is above Abba Yisrael. Then we have the Shita of Rashi, that there is never any Isar Yitzchak. Never any Isar Yitzchak until it is Eishes Reishes, there is never any Isar Yitzchak. Other Isurim, but not Yitzchak. Then we have the Shita of Ramban, that there is an Isar Yitzchak because the Nefesh Kolderu, but by Isham Kasha Leilei, so the Nefesh Kolderu is Nitzchak mitzad Nefesh Komu. So in other words, we don't say Maichodi, so because Nefesh Yitzchak is the Isar of Mitzchak, so we gabi Nefesh Kolderu. And then we have that was a fourth shita, that's the Russian that the Ramban mentions and which the Ramban rejects, that until it's Yoshua Lamishbo, it is not a Din Nefesh, there is no Isar Yitzchak. But then when it's Yoshua Lamishbo, it has a Din Nefesh, and it has a Din Nefesh, there is an Isar Yitzchak. And then the fifth shita, the shita in Kobetet, that the newborn is a Nefesh and it is a Nefesh, it partakes of two antithetical aspects. So it mainly requires a Din Sofik, like Andreganes, like Binah Shmoshet, like Binah Binai. So mainly, so the Vada is Dich and the Sofik. It's not too much when you consider both antithetical aspects together. But each aspect in itself is an deficiency in the form of religion.
It's not two antithetical aspects.
Biologically, it is not complete. In other words, it's got the same logic. I mean, what's the logic behind the halacha of Din Sofik in Ambrigenes from Binash Moshe? Because it's not complete day. So it's not a complete Zohar, it's not a complete Mishay. If it's not complete, so it has a Din Sofik. Vada means complete. If it's not complete. So here too, it is life, but it's not real life. It's not full life. It's not full life. Now, full life would be something that can exist independently. The Uber could not exist independently of the life of the mother. True, for a few minutes, Only for a few minutes, but not very long. So maybe it's not real life. It's not like you could say it's partial life. So if it's partial life, so maybe it requires a Din Sofik. Alright, now, so these are the shittas in regard to the Isar Yitzchak. Now let's consider it according to Rashi. The same would be true according to the other Rishonim, where there is no Isar Yitzchak. Let's say according to the Rambam before Memiyeh. So an Uber would have the same status as according to Rashi any Uber has. Now, so where there is no Isar Yitzchak, let's say according to Rashi, where there is never an Isar Yitzchak according to the Rambam, Kidma Boyeh. So what Isar is there? So first of all, according to Shittas Rashi, there is an Isar of Hashvasa Zera and Abin Yoshin. So of course there is an Isar of Hashvasa Zera. And Ramban also agrees with Rashi. And the Moki of that Isar is Yishvet Kogosa Rezarki. The Ramban needed. That's his Gimur, I think. So he says, that's the Moki, that's the source for the Isar of Hashvasa Zera. Bein regabi Hashvasa Zera of the man, and Bein regabi Hashvasa Zera of the woman. So that means, so of course, somebody killed the Uber, even if it's before Memiyeh, so it's certainly even Isar of Hashvasa Zera. But according to Rambam, there is no Isar of Hashvasa Zera by Isar. Now, there is another Isar, the Isar of Momene de Baal. But insofar as the Isar of Momene, the Isar of Momene de Baal, that would apply even Kedem Aboyeh, because it's true, because it's Chus of the Baal, because it could develop into a full child. But insofar as the Isar of Momene the Baal is concerned, so that can be dispensed with if the Baal is male. With the consent of the Baal, that's because of the Baal, but if the Baal is male, so then there wouldn't be any And of course, whenever that child arrives, so it's always to the content. Of the bath, of the bath. Not necessarily, yes, you are. We are talking about normal cases. So is it that other, yes?
Who is the Baal? Is it one, the Baal of Yisho, or would it be the Baal of Lot?
No, the Baal of Lot, not the Baal of Yisho. Of course, I mean, the father. The father of the day, naturally. So, if it's concerned to the Baal, so then that Yisho wouldn't apply. But there is another Yisho that would apply according to everyone, and that's the Yisho of Kvot. Because if we say that the Ugar is not an essence, what does it mean the Ugar is not an essence? Now, the mother is certainly alive. She is certainly an essence. But if we say that the Ugar is not an essence, it means it's not an essence of its own. So then, if it's not an essence of its own, so it's like the part of the mother. And even if we say that Ugar loves Yerachime, even if we say Ugar loves Yerachime, but Nisachvola there is, and Nisachvola, the Marit says that in Shuvet Tzadik Vov, that the Nisachvola there would be. I mean, the Marit comes to the conclusion that the Ugar is not an effort, in other words, like Rash. But he points out, so if it's not an effort, so then there is the Yisachvole, like amputating the leg of the mother. Now the question is, can one be meichel? So if let's say the mother wants that an abortion be performed on her, so then it's like the person coming to the doctor and saying, well, just amputate my leg. Not because he has been doing poisoning and he has to do it.
Just like that.
So will a doctor be allowed to do it? Now there is a machlekes, Tanoim, the Morim Burkame mentions, Machlekes Tanoim, whether Mutali Odom Larbil Biasme or Otali Odom Larbil Biasme. And the Gemara mentions the Machlekes Tanoim. So one Tane says that Mutali Odom Larbil Biasme. So who is the Tane? Because the Tane says that that means if he took his shvuya, let's say, to be chayveil v'yatzme, yotzo ha-mishba, lardo ba-cherim, so then the shvuya is not chalik, the shvuya shov. In other words, if he took his shvuya, he took his shvuya, so then the shvuya is not chalik. What is it? Well, that's Bolokame, that's the pay, I don't remember, the Mishneh, if I had it in Bolokame, I could look it up. It's in the Mishneh Molokame, it's around pay Zion, pay Vov. All right, there's your mind. So, Yochel Nizba, Lohar al-Atmi, Lohar al-Yafote, Ata Omrim al-Lohar al-Eid, Ma'atova Rishu, Safaroya Rishu, Ovi Nizba, Lohar al-Atmi, Lohar. So, in other words, so then the Shui is Chav. So if somebody takes the Shui to be Chayrun, somebody else, Ruben takes the Shvuah to be Chayrun Shimen, so then the Shvuah is not Chal, it's the Shvuah Shov. But if Ruben takes the Shvuah to be Chayrun himself, then the Shvuah is Chal. So then the Gemara says Tanoi. In other words, there is a Tane who says that it's also the other Marble Bat. Now the question is raised against the Rambam. The Rambam passes that it's also the other Marble Bat. It's also the other Marble Bat. And at the same time, he's asking that Nish Balach, so it's Chalish. It's also like a Marvel Batme. At the same time, he's asking that if somebody takes the Shui, Marvel Batme, so the Shui is Chal. So I think the Lachem Mishneh has a cut. So it's a Stirat. But actually, there is no Stirat. Because the Rambam himself gives the reason as to why Nish Balach Batme, the Shui is Chal. For the same reason that Nish Balach or Chotishio, so the Shui is Chal. Chotishio, the Rambam passes like a Bichanem, that Chotishio is also not a Ho'o. Still, the Rambam says, if somebody takes a Shue, Shemich HaChotik Adai Zireva, so the Shue is Chal. So the Rambam himself has a Kache. But it's also not a Ho'o. So the Rambam says, because it's not Mifuret Bahia. How do we know that Chotishio is not a Ho'o? Because we dash in Kol Chilet. So the Kol is superfluous. So we are Mabe, Chotishio. So Mele, So in any way, it's not for it, but there. And it's not for it, but there. So, Shui's house. And this is the Rambam Shita of the Vesetri. Now, the Rambam says that Kedushi Kesev is the Vesetri. Now, the Rambam doesn't have to show him that his mom is the Rabbonot. And Rabbi Gershon, the Shita that Rashi cites in Ksure, the Tinar is Kodesh Bikashve, so he mentions in the name of Rabbi Yisov, that Rabbi Gershon, Mambo Vatra, Tinar is Kodesh Bikashve, because Kesev is the Kedushi so it's not in the Torah. So maybe Chachom never hears the Beitia. But the Kodesh Bidiyeh, that's with the Raise, how can it be? Yeah, so you want to say Shavu Rabbon was with me. So Rashi is massive again in the Shita from the Yashim. How can it be that it should be in the Rabbonon? What is the Chuyah Misa and an Ishishish that became an Ishishish through the Yashim? So it is obvious that the Rabbin Yashim didn't mean Mamish in the Rabbonon. So show him, how could he say anything like that? Of course it's in the Raise, but it's the Shita from Rambam. The Rambam has a cloud, something that is reduced by the Midrashi on the Rashi's brand, so it's not included in the Mi and Tayah. Now, why? Because it's Divrei Seifrim. Now, the Rambam doesn't mean that it's Mamash in Divrei Seifrim. It is called Divrei Seifrim. Not that it's called in Divrei Seifrim, it's only an arbitrary thing. No, I mean, what would be the purpose in designating a special name to it if it has been a purely arbitrary thing? It has a din of Divrei Seifrim. In other words, there are two kinds of derives. And the Rambam really explains it in the Sifra Mitzvah. He says that the Gemara says always, so even if there is a drash that is much more apposite, but the Pshutei Shal Mikro is not Neka, except in a few places where the Pshutei Shal Mikro is Neka. That's in the Brice of one of the places, Midish or Yitzhak Nagwili, you find it in the Big Moritz Brochet. So there is a Brice, at the end, you have the Brice of one of the places, Midish or Yitzhak Nagwili. So that Brice says that always a Mikroyation is Pshutei, except in three places. So there we do not say Mikroyitin Yipshutei, because it means Zohar Hashemesh, in other words, if it is Vol Kayin, that he's not going to kill the Ganet, but if the father breaks into the house of his son, so Rachmi Yolal Abed, and then also in Yokum Al Mishante, so it doesn't mean Mamish Yipshutei, the Pshutei Shal Mikro is Neka, it doesn't make any difference whether it's Yokum Al Mishante or not. It means if there was an Amit that would be Lechayim, so, and then he took a turn to the word, so he's Potter, and then there is the third, I think, is Porsche Sassimlo. Except for these three things, so it's Amit Koyet Yishudet. So the Rambam says, it's Aloch Amit Koyet Yishudet. So even though there is a Drash, and the Drash is just as Amit as the traditional Mikro, but the drash does not ikea, does not negate the traditional mikro. So the male the Rambam holds there are two kinds of derayse. There is a derayse that is contained in the traditional mikro, and there is a derayse that is contained not in the traditional mikro, but in the drash. Now, and there is nothing in it. Now let's say when a certain word in the Torah has two meanings. Both meanings are equally true. But let's say, now, Krishna Mer is a Choloshi. So it can be recited in English, but it has to be Takosuf. So when it's recited in English, it has to be translated properly. Because it's translated properly. Now, for this reason, so my father passed it once, someone raised the question, say, the question was raised not in America, it was raised in Russia. Certain soldiers who did not know, who couldn't say Kriya Shema, Losh Nakir. And so he asked my father, when his rabbi in Russia said, the Shilek, what should they do? So my father told them they should recite Kriya Shema in Russian. So my father told them that when they recite Kriya Shema in Russian, so the Shem they should say, as it is, in other words, in English, if someone is to recite Kriya Shema in English, so he cannot say Lord, he has to say Hashem. Here or Israel, he couldn't say here or Israel. Israel is not Israel, because Israel is a name. A name has no translation. Here, Shema has a translation. So we have to say here or Israel, not God is our Lord. But Hashem is Hashem is Elokeinu, because in Elokeinu we have Elokeinu, Elokeinu is Hashem, and Hashem is a God. Why? Because the Rambam says, Hashem is Shekirim, Hagoyim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Harem Kishor HaKinuyim. And why? Because Shemesh, the Shiva Shemesh in Hokim, that is Shem, the Shemesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Two, true. I mean, the Rambam discusses in the book the meaning of the Shemes. So that's the reason only as to why these Shemes are applied to the Rebbein Shalom. But how begin? It's a Shem. It's an Eid. It's an Eid. So at the Shem, not only Shem Avaye, but the Amin Elikim and Shindal Adyud and all these Shemes, Kiril. So the Shemes. Shemes have no translation. Not only the Shemes of the Rebbein Shalom. Let's say Avram. Or Yitzchok. At least Avram Abraham, so you could argue that it's the same name. But Yitzchok, if you say Isaac, you wouldn't be Eid. Because Yitzchok is a name, and a name cannot be translated. So the names cannot be translated. Now suppose you say Kriya Shema in English, and there is a certain word in the Torah which has one meaning al pishutei, and another meaning al pidrash. Titzofik. So, and what is that the drash? That's Emes. But the tradition only crosses the Rajbam said. What is the topic? He mentions the crosses in Yishayah. So the topic really means Kishut. Kishut. So then, how would we, if we were to translate it into frontlet, in other words, frontlet, the topic is the real meaning, the tradition only would be frontlet. Frontlet is a certain Kishut that is worn on and the forest. And that's the traditional mikro of the Rajbam. So if somebody were to recite Kriya Shema in English, so of course the best solution would be just not to translate it. So then he certainly would be, but if he is to translate it, he couldn't translate it to. Okay, so that's only kind of it. So that means to, and that means to. But if he were to translate it in English, two and two, so then he wouldn't be able. So how would they have to translate frontlet? Why? Because in mikro yetzim in the pshutei, and when you recite something, so you have it has to be a literal translation. So if a certain word in the Torah has two meanings, which are equally sound and equally true, but when it is recited, it has to be translated in accordance to the literal translation. So that's the shit of the Rambam. So that's the raises. There are the raises that are contained in the pshutei. And there are the raises, which though it's with the raises, and there is a chiyuvite, of course, and if a woman was miskadeshet to keter, so she's a nishishish, if somebody is dishonored with her, so it's chiyuvite, and so on. But it's not contained in the pshutei only. So there are two kinds of the raises. So the shit is, that's why the Rambam calls that medieval text. So in respect to certain halachas, there is a distinction between the category of the raises, which are contained in the traditional mikro, and those the raises, while it's the raises, but it's deduced to the midrash atero, it's not implicit in the traditional mikro. Regarding what halachas? So one halach would be what Nafkimine regarding the halacha of Nishma Levatel Samit Meshua Shov. So when is it Meshua Shov? Only if it's Nishma Levatel a mitzvah for Reshet Vatero, a deraita that is contained in the traditional mikro. But if he is mitzvah levater, a deraita that is not contained in the traditional mikro, so then it's not a shuat, it's not a shuat shom. And now we're not saying in the Yid, like, Yom Yizidin, the Gemara says in Beitze and in Yume, that if Noshim keep on eating Yerav and Kiter until Hasheicho, so we shouldn't stop them. Why? Because if we try to stop them, they might that still is. Continue, and then there will be Yizidin, so it's better that they leave them alone. So of course, Hashem say, suppose someone keeps on eating in Kippur, so then we do not say Mudashim Shulam Yidin. So when do we apply Mudashim Shulam Yidin? Only the Rabbanon, or the basis of the problem is not the Rabbanon, it's the Raisa. The Gemara deduces it from the Kossit, because it's not contained in the Kippur Shalom Yidin. So again, we have an Akhtimina between the Raisa that is contained in the Kippur Shalom Yidin, and the Raisa that is deduced from the Midrash Atirim Rashidin.
Rabbi Kivagar and the spot of Rabbi is clearing whether Chati Shir would be...
In Rambam. So Chati Shir, so the Rambam says, Nizba Lechel Chati Shir, so it's not Yeshua Shov, the Shua Yitzchal, but Nizba Lato Tamit Yeshua Shov, the answer is, the Halacha that is the Shua Shov is only applies to those mitzvahs that are contained in the Pshidishal Mikro, but not something that is not mentioned in the Pshidishal Mikro. So that's why Nizba Lechel Chati Shir, Nevele, so the Shua Yitzchal. The Ramin Dori, by Yedagot Mother of Israel also applies the same story. regarding the peace of the human life, the Shinanto should be for Hiram Khadavi, he says, you can go into the right, but it's nothing foolish. It's not foolish, we should show me because some melee, they should be cow. So the melee, the Ramban, as to the cast. The Rambam, on one hand, the Rambam passes because of also the Mardo back. On the other, the Rambam passes, the Shammah, I think the Shui to be Chayu Gaz, may so the Shui is how, so it's here, it's no here. Why does the Rambam himself mention, why also was not allowed? Because we learn it out from the Chitra of Masha Chotu ala Nefesh, the Chibiri is a Nefesh Chotu, El Tzirat in Nayai. So from that we learn out, from that we learn out, that it's also not Lachmatme. Even if I rat Nayai in Koshkin Chil Lachmi. But that's not the Kiddush on Nefro, because the Chibosh of Chotun Nefesh of the Kiddush on Nefro, as Old Mephosh pointed out, means because it became Tomei. Because it became Tomei, the Mes, as in Chotun Nefesh, that's the Kiddush on Nefro. But we learn out from that, that Nozir is Mikro Chete. That's what I'm going to come from. So we learn out from that Nozir is Mikro Chete. So it's not in the Kiddush on Nefro. So Mele Shvue can be held. So, when the Gemara in Bulakam says that the Mandor Maru says also the Odom Laru Batmei, so then Shui is not how is because that Mandor Maru says also the Odom Laru Batmei, he holds that the Yisra of Yisra applies to all of that. That is the Machleket, it's not, the Ramos, it's not that there is a Machleket Tanui as to whether it is permissible, it is legitimate to amputate one's own leg or not. Of course it's also to amputate one's leg, to be chayim. That's also. But the question is, what kind of an Yisra? Does it come within the Yisra of Leitim? That's one time. He holds that just as in the case where Reuven is Chayil B'Shimen, so he's Chayil B'Shimen, so if Reuven is Chayil B'Atmen, he's also Chayil B'Shimen. He's also Chayil B'Shimen. Just as by Chvole there is Aloha that we call Atmen is Chayil B'Atmen. So by Chvole, it's also the same one. The Mandoma who says Mutal Arbel B'Atmen, it doesn't mean Mutah. Again, it's like the Russian of Muta, Lari Gezuga, the Tesis says. What does Tesis mean? Muta on the score of Ritiche. So here, Muta Lari Vatsnei on the score of the Yisach Chole. But it's not fair, because of the Chita, Mashachot Lanevesh, it's not even an Yisach Chole, it's an Yisach of self, of doing himself harm. That Mitzai Rats Minayayi, so it's a different kind of Yisach, it's not an Yisach Chole, but also authority. Now, so... So, it is, certainly also. Now, there is a machlokes kashen. How we pass, whether we pass like the Tanna that Mutal Arbel Batmei or Otal Arbel Batmei. So, that some kashen we pass that Otal Arbel Batmei. And the Shvue wouldn't be the how. If someone takes a Shvue Shef Tzai Smechi. So, the Shvue is not how. And the some kashen say that Mutal Arbel Batmei. So, the machlokes is only whether it's the Easter of Leitim. But certainly there is a nuclear of being chayil. So melee, according to all the shenim, to kill a nuclear, even though the mother was his daughter, machmas chavale. And even the shenim who passed that mutar adu ba'atmei, so it's not the Yisra of Leitiv, so it's another Yisra, because of the chitra all of mashachoto ala nefesh. And according to some of the shenim, those that passed that was also not ba'atmei, so he would be where the Yisra of Leitiv. But insofar, and the Yisra of Chavale, of course, would apply even to a Nuga, that is kidding me. But insofar as the Yisra Chavale is concerned, so that wouldn't apply in the case of unusual hardship. Let's say where the mother is going to be subjected to constant aggravation and unusual nervous pain. The child will be born deformed and then they...
Something
440
now?
What is that? After men, so then according to men of the Shemim, so only according to Rashi there is no Yisra Yisra. But according to the Rambam and the Ramban, there is no Yisra Yisra. But if it's before men, so in such a case, let's say, where the mother is going to be subjected throughout her life to unusual and unimaginable pain, mental pain, so all, let's say, in the case that it happened, he happened to Brooklyn, a very pious Jewish woman was raped by a colored fellow. So in such a case, so if before men yain, there would be a heter to perform deformity. Deformity also. So then it would be muta.
On the basis of the...
Because then there is no Yisra Yisra, Kedim and Yain.
Don't eat just Chavola.
Chavola, yeah. Now, but I'm just discussing it now from the point of view of this Chavoron. So then, one second. So then, it should be Mutter. That's how it appears to me. I'm not questioning anything now. Whatever I say is not by way of fact. So, but it seems to me that there is a basis to be Mutter. If it's Kedem and Yeim under such unusual circumstances, case of rape, let's say, or the child is going to be deformed, retarded, and so on. So, because in such a case, there shouldn't be any Issa Chavoron. Now, according, and not only according to the Rishonim who passed it, that Mutalot and Marder Vashnei. So it's only an Isa of separate Isa, it's not Isa of the Isa, then it's certainly Mutalot. Because if it's passing Mutalot and Marder Vashnei. So it's not the Isa of Chagol as such of the Isa. It's an Isa not to do harm himself. Now, so of course, the mother of Dara feels doing more harm to herself than the baby was before. She'll be subjected, that's right. So according to that, she says it's certainly Mutar and there is no Issa for it. But even according to the Rishonim who passed him, that's also what the Marder Vashnei. And what does also the Marder Vashnei mean? The love of Yehi, so then it is an Issa of Chavol as such, not just an Issa of being Yitzhayah himself. So it should also be Mutar. As Rabbi Wein said, that it's like gangrene. Now there is a Gemore in Sanhedrin, the beginning of Eila Nachnokim. So the Gemore, it's an Abaye, Mao Liben, Sheyarbeil, Liyovit, Mishum Rifuo, Sheyakizam. Mao Sheyakizam. So the Gemore says that it's Mutar. Gemore says it's Mutar. In other words, the son is a doctor. Can he perform an operation upon the father? So the Gemore says it's Mutar. Where is Roshi? One Roshi is, because it says, Va'afto le'racho kameicho, so one is only Mechuyev to refrain from harming the other person if the harm is of such character that he would resent if that same harm were done to him. But if he would approve of that harm that is done to him, so then he's allowed to do it to that. So even a son is allowed to do it to the father. So I mean, that's the reason, that's why a son is allowed to perform an operation upon the father.
What is that?
No. That also comes within Vasa Rachel Kamehka.
But that's not the only thing.
In other words, the Vasa Rachel Kamehka implies that even if the person has to be executed,
it extends
even to such a case. That even though he has to be executed, but there are two ways of executing him. There is a way of executing with the least pay, and there is a way of executing him who is more paid. So one could argue, well, the mitzvah to execute him, so then the mitzvah of Avraham to Meicha is no application. But Allah is even under such circumstances, where one is mechuyev to execute a person, so it can be realized with the minimum of pain, so it has to be so. Not that this is the only scope of Avraham to Meicha. Yes. So, the boy of Bema Shiyak is Amrovi, Rav Masnoma Aviyahto, Lereyacho Kameich, Acho Kameich. So, the Yehudu is Oyem Masnoma Chavareim, Aldova Shiyakot Vashlat. So that's the reason as to why it is mutar, as they like say, amputating a leg because of the green poisoning. So of course there it is because nefesh mamesh. And it's done only on the surface of the nefesh, but even if there wouldn't be any bigrach nefesh. But still, if people feel that way, so then
there,
it's mutar.
Unless for cosmetic purposes people take off warts or boils or things.
Well, I don't know whether it's mutar.
Is that
the... I don't know whether it's mutar. For a man, certainly
surgery.
For a man, it certainly wouldn't be mutar. For a man, there might be a shayla of the yudash. I mean,
besides the
shayla of chvore, there might be an issar of the yudash.
But what about someone asked? I didn't know what that.
Yeah,
plastic surgery in general. Someone is a hairless.
What?
A hairless.
Yeah, looks like very.
Well, natural. But
yeah.
You can go through without
it.
Too.
Well, in other words, so that is saying, what does the sakos of vast l'racho kameicho imply? V'ahavto l'racho kameicho does not imply that let's say that anything that the person wants to be done to him, so I'm allowed to do it. It doesn't mean, now suppose someone tells me, now you just amputate my leg, I want to have just one leg. So he couldn't say v'ahavto l'racho kameicho, he wants it. So v'ahavto l'racho kameicho implies a general standard, not a
normal
standard. What the average normal person would do. So let's say in case of rifuo, so the average normal person would approve of an injury being done to him. in order to cure him from a certain serious sickness. So then we say that the son is allowed to do it to the father. But let's say if the father, the father wants to go to an operation, let's say he wants to, his nose is a little too big. I mean, he wants it to be with 1/4 of an inch smaller. And his son happens to be a cosmetic surgeon. So he tells the son he should perform operation. Then it would be awesome. Because the normal man, wouldn't undergo an operation just to make his nose a little smaller. So the male. his nose is a little smaller. So, Mamela, so when we say that the foreign smutar, if it comes down to the general standard of people, not if it conforms to this specific standard of this person. So, but, excuse me, in this case, now let's say, in case of unusual hardship, if it's a place or let's say, your child.
The normal thing would be.
Certainly today, I don't know how it would be another time, but certainly today, the psychology of people is of such character that the average person would approve of a chvola being applied to him for that person, to relieve him of that. So maybe it would come within the concept of your chvola. So maybe it wouldn't be off. So insofar as the Isair of the chvola is concerned, so in case of unusual hardship, in other words, if it is such a hardship that the normal person would be happy to go through with it, the normal average woman would be happy to go through with it, so then there wouldn't be any Yisachvol. That's in connection with the Yisachvol. Now, then, as to... Yes? Now, as to the Yisachvol of Ashkot HaZera. Now, of course, according to Ramatam, there is no such Yisachvol, but according to most Rishonim Achilut are Ramatam. Rashi and the Ramban and Tesis. So there is an Yisra of Ashkot HaZera, and the Yisra of Ashkot HaZera emanates from the topic of Kindishkos Chobot HaDarat. This is what the Ramban says. Now, the Shiva Yavet is Matya. Simon and Dalet, the Chilik Halev of Shiva Yavet, there is a Shaila of a woman who was Mizanen, his chief. And she was Mizanen, she came with Beret, and then she did Shuvet. Real children. So the Chavisyoyer at first, so Chavisyoyer discusses the question of Ritziche and he comes to the conclusion that there is no Ritziche. There is no Ritziche. He doesn't mention, I mean, that according to Shita Rambam, there is a Ritziche. But the Chavisyoyer himself says, Kedem and Yein, so certainly no Ritziche. But he himself holds that there is no Ritziche in Maham. But that is a Machlekes Hashem. Now, so at first these matters. But then he says that it's Osea because of Ashkos HaZera. So he asks Ashkos HaZera. So he says, do according to Tam it's Mutar, but he does not have the courage to be Machia Kineget, the Shitas HaRishayim only, and to be Machia by Tamit. That's what he says in the end, in Tshuva Lamedal. The Shuvas Yavet, however, is Chelik Amin. I mean, respect the same Tshuva, the same case. And he is matter, the Shivas Yad. But of course, that can only have application to Kedem and Yeh. Now,
Rabbeinu is also this woman.
What?
Rabbeinu Tam, she's also this woman.
Rabbeinu Tam, there is no Yisra at all of us right there. As far as Ashkot HaZera is concerned. So, I mean, immediately, I mean, he says
nothing.
The Shivas Yad, he says that there is no, in case of Yitzhira Godul, or Tzirach Mitzvah Godul, or Stam Yitzhira Godul to save oneself humiliation and constant embarrassment for all time. So in such a case, there is no Yisrael of Ashkot HaZera. And with the Yisrael of Ashkot HaZera, which emanates from the positive issues of Bosa Darke, only applies to a case where someone does it because of Taive or for no purpose. But if the purpose is a good purpose, let's say in order to be able to have children, or sometimes question arises, a doctor cannot have children, and they have to take a sample of the semen, whether it's allowed. So Yanke Femzi is matter. So now he's more clear is the Gemara that I involved in Pirico. So the Gemara says there, Gabi Pursua Dakos. Gabi Yivonet, that's why I'm involved in that. Gabi Pursua Dako. So Shmuel says that I'm involved. Nika Vinistam. If there is an eket, the genital organ, and it's Nistam, so then it depends. Kol Sheyilu Nikre Vinikre Post. If when he sees carry, if he has any issue, so then it becomes broadened becomes larger, so then he's what? He's what? Look, what he's war, he's, it is so nista. And when it is so healed, that when he has issues, so then it does not become larger, so then it's got. So the Gemara says, Hichabin, how do we know whether that can only be determined if we observe it when he has carried? So how can we know it? So, Omalei, Maisino Namech Mirne Disare, Umanchinole Abed Pukre, Umikre Hazinale. We bring hot bread made out of barley, and we put it on the piataba, so it comes warmed up, and that results in carrot. That results in carrot. So then, we're able to see, we're able to observe. That's right. So the answer is because it's for the purpose of determining whether it's whole of it is called or not. For Mr. Godel, Mr. Daylock. So in other words, when is there a Nisa of Dishkus for Gotabarake, if it's done in the Taylor Hatisholem, or let's say, or for no Tirek at all, is not the Achta, that's right. But if it is done for Tirek Godel, then there is no Nisa. That's the Shita of Rabbi Yaakov. I mean, the Chalisioya apparently is thinking on that. I don't know what the Chalisioya would do with this anymore. It seems to be a good riot. That's that I involved. That's that I involve in Yivamet. And on the basis of this Gemara and on the basis of the Shiva Yavet, so there is a tshuva in the Achiezer, but Chaneza, or Chaneza was matter. I mean, Ashkosa Zera for the purpose of obtaining the temple for the doctor. So that's on the basis of this Gemara. All right, now that finishes the discussion of an abortion regarding Yisrael.
Yes. I just ask a question. According to the Yisur, according to what I want to say, Mamona de Baal, is there an Yisur Gzela involved if a person, Nanos, supposedly...
It's an Yisur of Mazik.
It's only an Yisur of Mazik.
What is the Yisur of Mazik? So then you can ask the Kashi, where is the Yisur of Mazik itself mentioned before? By Gzela, so there is the last of the six. But by Mazik will only have a partial Tashlum. But where is that? There is no last. So Abiyenei is failed. Rabbi Yehine is Pirush and Pirush Yovei. At the very beginning. So he mentions, Man de boy, hi, man de boy, le mever chsideh, le kai, le mever nizikim. So Rabbi Yehine says, because all nizikim are included in the love of the sixth. Are included in the love of the sixth. Now, what does it mean, it's included in the love of the sixth? Now, it doesn't mean that it's the same Nisa of the sixth as when one God was the chif, it's the chavir. If it had been the same Nisa of the sixth, so a magic should be mechuyev, a magic should be mechuyev malkes. So then you can say it's a lava nitzan with tashvunim. But whether lava nitzan with tashvunim there is malkes and not is a machuyev hashemim, the Rambam should be that a lava nitzan tashvunim there is no malkes. But the other hashemim hold that there is malkes even for a lava nitzan tashvunim, so why isn't there malkes? So obviously because there is no lava. But Rabbi Yehuda says that there is a lava of the tzigzul, Rabbi only zikin, or zikin, so then says this. Now the Rambam passed that Hagidu Karka, even though Karka in a Mitzvah, even though Karka is in a Mitzvah, so the question is, if he's able to see, so the reason is why Gadlin is part of Malkes, so according to many of the Shemim, it is because Malala is the best, and even if the Chifet is not the end, so it's still another is the best, because their salvation is actually Lasha Gozum, but not only that one is the Chuyah to return to the end, but if the end is not in existence, the Dovah Gozum is not in existence, so we have to pay Domin, that also comes within their salvation. The Rambam Shiki is that when is it Malala is the best, only that the Chifet Gozum is in existence. But if it's not in existence, then if there is no malchus because the lava nitan, it's a shvumin. But by karka, so the aloch is karka in Mizelet. So the salvation is a zelo, doesn't apply. And chiyus a shvumin, there is. Those also the shvumin, no, so the Mishnah says, the imalei arif lachu fanecho. So it's neither lava nitan klese, nor is it lava nitan, it's a shvumin. So then there should be malchus by digital karka. I think that the Michaschino has this kashi. So I heard from my father that there's no kashi. Because There couldn't be any market. Why couldn't there be any market? Because the Ikalav of Mesikso has reference to a Maisekele, where there is a Maisekele. But Kaken Migdalas, there is no Maisekele. Kaken Migdalas. That's why the Gemara says that if someone is gateway a sukkah that is built out of Kaken, so he can be ate in the mitzvah. And when we say the sukkah gulo is not ate, they only because the sukkah al reisha suno. But if he built it out of Kaken, so then he's kind of mitzvah sukkah. Why? Because if he built it out of Kaken, so Kaken Migdalas, so it's not good. The Mechassino has the kashe, but according to the Rambam, we should not be able to make a mitzvah because mitzvah above Averen. So my father said, no, we couldn't apply the principle of mitzvah above Averen. Mitzvah above Averen can only apply the din of mitzvah above Averen if there is a Shem Levi of Averen and the Chesed. But if there is no Shem Levi of Averen and the Chesed, even though the Gavre is either an Avera, then we cannot say it's an Avera. It's actually Yerushalmi and Shemini Shvot. Yerushalmi and Shemini Shvot in Shabbat says that if somebody gathered a mat, then he ate that mat the Pesach night, so he's not behind him. Why? Because it's a Shabbat Avera. But suppose the first night is Friday night, and he took out the mat saying that it's a Rabbi, and he ate it, and with the Briar, the Danoche, so he's still behind the mitzvah. So Yerushalmi is a kashe. What is the difference between the matter of Zulo and Hitzi and matter of Rishon Sarabi?
The double moon
is
not in
Shabbat.
Voraye Tesis says in Suki, in Lulav HaGozu, that if somebody gathered an Ahove or a Hodet, and he made a Shinu in it, so then he can be behind the Mitzvah. Why? Because there is a Shinu. There is a Shinu. So what is there a Shinu? In other words, it's not the same thing. So you see, or if he's gained it, for you, Shin Shinu Rishus, so he's gained it, so then he can be behind the Mitzvah. So, but the Gavre certainly did that. The answer is there is no Shem Levi or Avir on the Chesed. The halacha of mitzvah bom avir in chayi, that is the chesed of the mitzvah, let's say esrei. That's the chesed of the mitzvah with which I'm behind the mitzvah. Or sukkah, that's the chesed of the mitzvah with which I'm behind the mitzvah. Matzah, that's the chesed with which I'm behind the mitzvah. Is the chesed of the mitzvah, the Shem Levi of avir, so then I cannot be mitzvah the mitzvah with such a chesed. In other words, a chesed, well, many mitzvah where there is a chesed of mitzvah. Let's say by matzah, by tzitzes, by esrei, and so on. Wherever there is a chesed of mitzvah, so if the chesed of mitzvah is Shem Levi of Avere, so then I cannot be mitzvah the mitzvah with it. So Gedol is a Shem Levi of Avere, and chesed, it's a chesed agot. But if it was saying the Yush in Shino Vishus, if it was saying the Shino Hashem or Shino Maite, so the chesed is not Gedol. So Mele, there is no din of mitzvah of Avere. So Mele Yosham says, if he got the mitzvah, so there is a Shem Levi of Avere, and the matzeh is the law.
No,
mitzvah. But if he takes out the matzeh, the matzeh is an innocent matzeh, there is no Shem Levi of Avere and the matzeh, only the Gavre was Avere and Avere. So we do not say mitzvah of Avere. So Mele, if it's built a sukkah bereishas, you know, so then, so the chetzi is gozo, so Mele is mitzvah of Avere. But if he does it on Gavre Tarake, so the chetzi is, after all, it's mitzvah. The chetzi is not gozo. But the love of which things will imply is that he's not allowed to oust the owner from his premises, and that itself involves the Nisa Gezel. But the Chetze is not Gezel, so there is no Shem Levi of Avere. Maybe we cannot say Nisa Gom Avere. So Mele, the Nisa love of which things has reference to a Maise Tehle. By Takoyis, there is no Maise Tehle. But it's still a Tehle, it's Nichlal, but it's not the Nisa love. Now we have many loves like that. For example, the Rambam says in Sefer HaMitzvot, there is a love of Mitzashris HaSeifer. Mitzashris HaSeifer. And also in the Chazok and Nuchas Melochim. So there is the love of Mitzashris HaSeifer. So the Rambam says that suppose someone chops down a Mitzvah, whether it's Nuchome or Shaloi Bishas Nuchome, so it's Chayim Mot, because it's a love of Mitzashris HaSeifer. Then the Rambam mentions, if he doesn't chop down a Mitzvah, he just is, he's Seiret Kelim Bahamot. Shiva killed Muhammad and Shiva dead and so on. Any Ashkot of Mome, he's also in the lab. And it's not a smach. It's not a smach. It's Rosh Egmura. He's in the lab. But Mount has the... So the Rambam himself, Mr. Hamid, is discussing it. Why is he there? Malchus. Why is he the Malchus? So he says, because they recreate him in the Pshutim. So the Pshutim shall be for, or the Pshutim says, Raphael says, but the Chazal Darshan, they did use from that posse,
and he saw
against all kinds of Ashkosis Mom. Even Sheva, Sheva Kelem, and so on. So, but the Nikolav has reference to eight Machos. So maybe we got the other things that are not included in the Kiddush of the course, so the Nishalav does not have reference to it, so it says the Deen of Rav Shebecholet. It says the Deen of Rav Shebecholet. Now there is Aloch and Rav Shebecholet in Lekin Olam. Now what Rav Shebecholet? V'shech Ladam. So what is Surim HaNichol V'shech Ladam? First of all, the Achilah Ben Seir Omer. Achilah Ben Seir Omer. In other words, if he steals from his father and his mother money, and then he buys with it meat, and wine, and eat the meat has raw, has not raw, and the wine has diluted, has not diluted, and all in the company of woodmen. So then, when he does it for the first time, and within the first 3 months of the godless, so then he gets him out, with that sword. Then, if you repeat that with that boy, the second time, then he's chayim. So what is that? Orel v'seir amere? V'seich l'adam, v'seich lo, Achilo, I'm a zeal issue of Zomim, because then Seir Omer is Nerag al-Shein, al-Kinshel.
Sanhedrin can indeed...
Yes, but there is another law that is Gichal. Sanhedrin Shog, Sanhedrin, Asur Meachu, Kolayim, Asur Kolayim, Hoichem Nabeim, Okidim, Shetikin Abdo. There is no Nisa in Zominachayim, but there is a Nisa, there is a Nisa of Adam. So there is no Malkus. Why is the Malkus? There is no Malkus for Hoichem Nabeim, or Sanhedrin Shog, Achilo, Sanhedrin, Shoyochu, Nisayim. Why is the last of all? But Achilo, Seir Omer, there is Malkus.
Because that's the
part that's
written.
That's right. Because the Pshutish Omitro has reference to Achila Mevil Yisrael. That's the Pshat in the Pshutish Omitro. But there's another Mashmoy, the other Yisrael. So that's the cloud. Whenever a certain love contains many Yisrael, and so if both are included in the Pshutish Omitro, then there is Malkus for neither Yisrael. If both are included in the Pshutish Omitro. But if one is included in the Pshutish Omitro, and the other is not in the Pshutish Omitro, so the Yikalav applies to that Yisrael that is implicit in the Pshutish Omitro. So as to the other, it is Rashi Mechol. The male is Kashkas the Seito, the Yikalav has reference to its Macho. So there is Malkus. But as to the other thing, it's not in the Pshutish Omitro, there is no Malkus. The same thing is true of Hoyechov Yadayim Zorei. So the Gemara Makkah says that he did about the Shaktu. So the Rambam says in Mitzvah there is no Malkus. Why not? Because the Pshutish Omitro has reference to Shchotim. But the Gemara did use it.
That includes Yadayim Zorei.
Another form of Shikut. So but that's not the thing. The Yadayim Zorei is not the
like a Shrokim.
So in the Melee, there is no Malkus. So the God is the Surim that are not in the Pshutish Omitro. So it has the Deen of the Lashon of Lowen. So the Yikalav of the Tzikro, the Yikalav of the Tzikro has reference to Maizis there. But it's Nichlal, in the Lav of the Tzikro, is Nichlal also other Anissa observes Karka too, because even though there is no Maizis there, because Karka brings the inner Zalat. But so what is the Yitzhak Zeyla? What is the Yitzhak Zeyla of Kadi consists of depriving the owner of using his property? In other words, he ousts the owner from the owner's premises, so he deprives the owner from using his property. So that's not in Isaac Zeyla, but that's Nichlal. So Rabbi Yehuda holds that only the king come within second Yitzhak.
Because he deprives.
That's right. So, but Malkus couldn't be. Why? Because Lapsa the Holy. That's the Holy. So the name of the Yisra, unless what Yisra is there, the same Yisra is by all Yisra. All Yisra. Now.
Mitzvah
Kimmich
himself says that
there is
games there
by
Shachar
Gozul. Yes.
By Shachar Gozul. Yes. Because he said the Shachar Gozul itself is because he stole the Shachar.
Yes.
Other times when he doesn't steal the Shachar, but it's not Lachim, it doesn't belong to him, it's a different school, but it's not because of Mitzvah Gozul there. He himself is Meramet at the same school.
Yes, the Mitzvah Kimmich makes a distinction between the Din of psuk of zulo, so that the psul in the chesne.
Yeah.
And this avom avera that we cannot be mikayin the mitzvah. Another the serious of the psul. It's another.
Wouldn't the din of yoyin tochstei chaver here or anything that about that he be
mikayin chaver? The shaila is chaver is something else. That is the shaila is whether he has to pay. Now here is for the chaver shall eat the shoes. Here has the shall be shoes. Then there is an improvement about the karaka. So there's a lot of yadel tachteino in Maslach.
But do we have a place where someone is mazik and he retains rights to what he's mazik, I mean?
No, not at all.
That's what happens here.
What?
If an anus comes, he's retaining rights to what he's mazik. Because
who comes?
If an anus comes and his man is an isha, so the ubo would belong to him. Would he the one that have to be mochel?
What do you mean? Oh, you mean the anus, he's the father of the baby?
Yes, I mean...
Oh, you're right.
It's very strange. It's the only place where you have a mazik, that he's kone has...
Because negative rod is not a
mazik. He's not a mazik, negative rod.
But she may have your say. She may have returned to his original state.
The mazik is a chaser to her. But the rod is not a chaser, he's a part of the rod. Yes. Now, that finishes the discussion of the abortion of Gabi's oil. Now, I'll just start today's discussion of abortion of Gabi's oil. But I'll just start, and we have to finish it tomorrow. Now, there's more explanation. Now, there are two Lishenes in Tesis in Sanhedrin that in Tesla Medalev as to whether the Haloche of the Hankashe Lele, so Mechakren et Ruva, called Majloite Freshe, whether that applies to Beneach also or not. So one Lishen in Tesis is that the Gabi Beneach even killing Sheite Freshe. So Beneach is not allowed to kill the Ruva in order to save the mud. Why? Because Gabi Beneach is Chayra Luvi. Beneach is Chayra Luvi. And the other shita is that Gabriniach too, we have that distinction.
Are you talking here Lugabi, the doctor
Beneach? Now you see, of course that will have a bearing upon the question as to whether Beneach is allowed to perform an abortion, in case where the mother is in danger, and the child might be negay is oil too. Like if it's Isham Kashalele. If it's Isham Kashalele, and he can engage a Jewish surgeon and a non-Jewish surgeon. Whether there is any reason as to why a Jewish surgeon should be engaged to perform the abortion, that's in case what's in Kashalele. So Gabi is oil is an Ishmael for Eshe. But Ligabi Beneach, so it's today in Tesis. So if it's possible for the husband to engage a Jewish doctor, so it might be preferable to engage a Jewish doctor, so then it wouldn't be subject to the 2 days in Tesis. Rather than to engage a non-Jewish doctor, so call it 1 day in Tesis in Zosia, and if it's Zosia for a non-Jewish doctor, so if the husband engages him, so it's immune of the believer. You see, if the doctor is not allowed to kill a newborn in order to save the mother, so mainly the father of the husband is not allowed to engage the doctor because of Mitzvah Neiva. Of course, if there is no other doctor available, so then he's a part of Neiva is concerned of Kachlevich can be there. Because even the things, because there's a shame to say that even the things that they are resorted, that they come out resorted, so it's the only other. But so one has to be Mitzvah Neiva himself in order that he shouldn't be able to be Alizoret, but he does not have to be Mr. Nefesh himself, but he is neither of Alizoret. That's the Gemara of Hanek Vake with the Minke. Hanek Vake with the Minke, now the pagans in Bovel had it practiced that on a certain day, every house had to be dark, except in the churches of that Alizoret.
Chavirim.
So they forced Jews to give away all the candles, all the lamps, everything, all the oil, to David God. So the Gemara says that it's Mutter. And the Jews did not have to be missionaries themselves. Missionaries themselves. So, Hashem, why? Because it's not David God. Because the Jews did not worship idols. They only helped the pagans to participate in David God. So it's only of neither. So some Rishayim hold that even Abisrael Abisore is the other Yadir. The Machlek is Rishayim on that. So they ask, let it be Abisrael Abisore. So the Rambam says it's not even Abisrael Abisore. First of all, the Rambam should be that Abisrael Abisore is not the other Yadir. Yeah. But the Rambam says it's not even Abisrael Abisore. Because insofar as the Yidna is concerned, so it doesn't make any difference whether it is it's regarding Chil Shabbos, or regarding Avizore, or regarding Arayas, or regarding Rishiche, or regarding any Avizore. It's a general Easter of the Caesar. In other words, if somebody helps another person do an Avere, whether he's a Jew or a non-Jew, so he's able to be evil as a Caesar. So, if somebody helps a Jew, be a Caesar, the Easter of Chil Shabbos, so he's able to be evil. If somebody helps a Jew, he's a Caesar, he's able to be evil. So, insofar as the Avere of the accomplice is concerned, it's not an Issa Nezeila, it's not an Issa Chil Shabbos, it's not an Issa Nezeila, it's Issa Nezeila. So it's not even Abizrael. So Mimele, let's say, in a case, let's say, so according to the Shita in cases, according to the Shita in cases, that the Halacha of Chitrias, actually Hitzis Reishi, Chitrias Tehuber, applies only to Israel, because in Israel is Potter for Ubrim. Masha'in can regard as a Neach, we have a Ubrim, so then it doesn't make any difference whether it's Hitzis Reishi or not Hitzis Reishi. It's the same. Is the same Israel Tire. So he's not allowed to kill a new bear, but he's not allowed to kill a new bear in order to save the mother, even though it's way gets rich. So Mele, according to that Shite, okay, if let's say a Jewish yielded, her life is in danger on account of the blood of the Uber, and it's possible to engage a Jewish doctor and a non-Jewish doctor, so according to that Washington case, one is Mechuyev to engage a Jewish doctor. Rather than to engage an non-Jewish doctor, because an non-Jewish doctor will be able to eat the Israel. Because as to him, Moyer's Israel is the same as Moyer's Israel. So he's not allowed to engage an non-Jewish doctor. However, if he happens to be in a place where there is no Jewish doctor, and the only doctor, only surgeon that is available is a non-Jewish doctor, so now he himself will not do any Avera. Will not do any Avera. So it's only a matter of the Israel. He got a non-Jewish. Non-Jewish doctor. So Pikuach Nefesh is there for Litmi Yizer. Even though the Pikuach Nefesh, the Litmi Yizer here is in Shvira Dalek. Even though it's in the
would the qualifications of the doctor be a factor? Because you say, Lonis and the Chololim and Shabbos and Kol Achad.
So what?
So therefore, if the non-Jewish doctor is a better doctor than the Jewish doctor.
Oh, if the non-Jewish doctor, it's also the doctor.
That goes into the
particular. Well, I don't think that the abortion is involved such a serious matter. I mean that you need the best man for it. I mean that it's a simple thing. So it wouldn't be the Gach Nefesh. But if it is, there is a complication. And the fact that he's a better doctor might bring it within the count of Gach Nefesh.
But then Noah wouldn't make any difference. The oldest can also be a Goya.
It doesn't make any difference.
By any of
them. No, according to the Washington case, because the Neach is not allowed, he's not allowed to...
He's not allowed by Goyim?
So it's by Goyim?
But what about Jews?
What do you guys want?
A Jewish doctor and a Goyim?
Oh, is a Jewish doctor would be allowed? No. Because a Jew is bound by the Yisrael Shechazomim of the Torah, not of the Yisrael Shechazomim of the Neach. But a non-Jewish doctor, he is bound by the Yisrael Shechazomim of the Neach. Of the Neach. So in the Mele, he, according to one Russian case, he is not allowed to perform an abortion. Even though the mother is in danger, even though it's a Jewish mother.
Yeah. What about the
so a Jew is allowed, but the Benayach is not allowed.
Yeah, but what about a Jew meeting?
A
Jew is the oldest that's a non-Jewish.
He's allowed.
A Jew is allowed to make an abortion.
Oh, because when the Jew does it, so he's bound by the Yisrael Shechazomim of Israel, not of the Yisrael Shechazomim of Benayach. So...
First case
where Bakri
yes.
So it was Israel.
Not
Israel. Well, Misayid Avera is an ambiguous expression.
It's
But the Shane many times used the expression in respect to a case of let's say, in respect of Nila, there is a distinction between Trinara and Chadisnara. So when is there an issue of Nivea? If the Nozir is on one side of the river, and let's say, the one that has the bottle of wine is on the other side of the river. So if he doesn't fetch the bottle of wine to the Nozir, the Nozir wouldn't be able to get it. But if the Nozir and the person who has the bottle of the wine happen to be on the same side of the river, that's the marshal. And if he can do it, without the help of the Yisroel, then there is no Lifnei Yisra. If it's Chadi with an Arad, there is no Lifnei Yisra. So Tam Rishon is told that it's Rabon Nitzotza because of Yisayeh Yisra. So the expression is used in the tense, but you could use the expression Yisayeh Yisra Vera interchangeably. When you look at and Tam Rishon, the Rambam uses the expression in Siramitre. The Rambam uses the expression Yisayeh Yisra Vera interchangeably with Lifnei Yisra. Now, why can't she? Why can't she? Because she doesn't want to hurt his feelings. So that is not the sometimes hurting the feelings of the doctor might come with the gachnefes. Let's say if she is out and the doctor is resentful, so he won't come, let's say, at 10 o'clock at night because he's angry. So then he's going to have it. But usually, what is that? So as I said before, you see, if it is a serious matter, then they're not an army, you see. So it might make a difference. But this is all a few things. I mean, it's not today, unfortunately, so it is a few things. What is that?
The mind of the individual, everything is serious.
Well, I mean, but that does not change the fact. The fact that in the mind is just subjectively serious. In order to come within the Bach Nefesh, so it has to be serious objectively, not
subjectively. General, also what doesn't mean Vershid on the Nehakum, Tzvila Vakum, sure, is that dependent on the other Lishon, on the Machlokas that he said before?
Well, of course, I mean, that will depend. I mean, we should depend on the Bach Nefesh. Now, I thought that I was able to start at least the discussion of the Gorsh and Galilea. It seems I didn't start. But, you see, I would ask you to look over this Gemara of Mi'ike Mide and the Teise, Lekem Mide de Yisroel Shoren,
Sanhedrin
Nunzer Tomid Aleph, and also Rigabe Yor Yave by Benea. It's a very difficult thing here. Now, so there is a Gemara at the end of the Zer Omeire. Beneach Mao Bikidish Hashem. That starts and that Mandala Domit Beis and it ends. That the Gemara that I made deals already until the second line in that I made on Mutawa. That's to get and the face. Yes, and the face says Beneach Mitzvah Al Kiddush Hashem. The face says of Beneach Mitzvah Al Kiddush Hashem. Beneach Mitzvah Al Kiddush Hashem. And also the Rabbi Yehine, if you have a Chiddush Rabbi Yehine, and Sanhedrin, and the Sugya of Kiddush Hashem, of Yoy Goy Yadah.
Is that the small one that was put out later?
The small one. Now, in connection with Pikrach Nefesh by Bineach, whether the Halacha of the Chayben applies to a Bineach, I would suggest that you look up the Hasogas of the Ramban and the Rambam. If there are certain mitzvahs that the Rambam does not mention and the Ramban is matik as why the Rambam doesn't mention. So mitzvah to Zion, the Ramban is matik, why the Rambam doesn't mention Shem Tavinu Lehachis Yavitation, Vatsil and Yerotik. That's and also the Meiri and Yumer in the Sugya of Nofalo Vagal, Sofik Akum, Sofik Yisroel, Sofik Chai, Sofik Knet, in fact in all of Esagal, the Meiri there. Oh, I agree. What is it? That's the Rambam.
It's
a mitzvah for the Rambam, but it's the Rambam. And I suppose it will be able, what is it? Now, then when we get through tomorrow, with the discussion of abortion, Galilea, so we're going to start the discussion of artificial insemination. So,
will he discuss birth control under artificial insemination or not?
No. He's got to do with the other.
He's fitting somewhere.
I'm wondering if the purpose of the other.
I both agree. My windows are closed, so.
Yes,
your windows
like
open? You want me to close them on my way out?
Yes, I've got a white Nova.
You live in Miami, you can leave your windows open?
Aye.
A white Nova. You don't mind, I have a green.
Yeah, I know.
The white Chevy.
No,
no, no, it's Morton Grove.
I'm going to go to the house. Oh, that's good enough.